Na, it's combo. Hakuna kulala.
The headline on Combo Radio. Roma Ward 20 councillor secures 60 poles for Ngombe Street lighting. Kabadana maternity annex Chipata Krasnum block near completion. And in African news, Morocco awarded AFCON title after CAF overturns results. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chua. Roma Ward 20 councillor Luca Piri says his office has procured 60 poles for mounting streetlights in Lusaka's Ngombe compound. Mr. Piri says he is currently lobbying for funds to procure the actual streetlights. He explains that the installation will cover a 2-kilometer stretch. Mr. Piri has assured residents that Ngombe compound will not be left behind in terms of development. He adds that the project is expected to enhance security in the area.
So, I just want to show the street light poles that we secured. There are 60 of them. We are just trying to lobby Drama up to Kisagrema Light City, the Mount, to do 2 kilometers of street lights.
The Lusaka City Council LCC has announced that key constituency development fund CDF community projects in Mandevu constituency are nearing completion, marking significant progress in efforts to improve healthcare and education infrastructure. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba has told Combo Radio News that the project includes the construction of Kabanana Maternity Annex and a 1x4 classroom block or CRB at Chipata Primary School with a combined value of approximately 3.4 million kwacha. She says the initiative is aimed at addressing maternal health challenges. On the education front, the council notes that the classroom block at Chipata Primary School will help address congestion.
The projects include the construction of Kabanana Maternity Annex and a 1x4 classroom block at Chipata Primary School, collectively valued at approximately 3.4 million kwacha. The government has been establishing maternity annexes across communities using the Constituency Development Fund as part of its broader commitment to strengthening primary health care services. The initiative aims to reduce the long distances that expectant mothers travel to access maternal health services, improve access to skilled birth attendants, and ultimately contribute to the reduction of maternal and infant mortality rates.
In another development, the Luansha Municipal Council Fire and Rescue Brigade has received the body of a 4-year-old boy who went missing 5 days ago. The child was found in an unprotected well in Mekomfa's Freedom Fighters compound, located along Old Mpongo Road near the Mwashani area. Luansha Fire Brigade Chief Fire Officer Happy Sichali identifies the deceased as Ronald Chimbala, a resident of Section D in Mekomfa Township. The boy reportedly went missing while visiting relatives in Freedom Fighters compound. Mr. Sichali says there was no concrete information on what the child was doing at the time of the incident. However, it is suspected that the boy may have been alone and possibly chasing something when he fell into the uncovered well. The boy's parents stated that he was in a normal and stable condition prior to the tragic incident. Mr. Sichali has since appealed to members of the public to take precautionary measures regarding defused wells. He emphasizes the importance of covering wells after digging them to prevent similar incidents. A water sanitation and hygiene WASH expert has urged the parliamentary caucus on WASH to advocate for a ban on galvanized pipes due to rust. Engineer Javan Kosi has revealed that the problem of rapid hand pump corrosion in Zambia has been known locally for over 40 years and is well documented internationally. Mr. Nkosi notes that despite various studies and projects undertaken to address the issue, the problem still persists, including in new installations across the country. Mr. Nkosi observes that mitigation measures for pipe corrosion have been missing in all four national water policy documents since independence. He was speaking during an engagement with parliamentarians in Lusaka under the Stop the Rot campaign implemented by the NGO Wash Forum with support from SCAT Foundation, Ask for Water and the Water Voices United Project.
In Uganda in 2016, the government put a policy as the government. In recognition of the widespread corrosion problem in Uganda, the government issued a letter suspending the use of galvanized iron pipes. The World Bank have gone in with the water knowledge notes, where they specify that the use of galvanized iron pipes should be abandoned. New boreholes should be used using stainless steel rider pipes. For depths less than 2 meters, you can use UPVC with stainless steel couplings. The hand-pump corrosion mitigation. This has been missing in our water policies.
The Parliamentary Caucus on Water, Sanitation and Hygiene Wash has echoed a call for a ban on the use of galvanized pipes in water supply systems to prevent corrosion and protect public health. Caucus Chairperson Mutin Tatwambo says galvanized pipes contribute to corrosion, which comprises a water quality and poses a health risk to consumers across the country.
So much money is being wasted. Poor quality water. It's not just a matter of water. It should be quality water. And we need to ensure that these issues will be kept from testing. You are all aware, colleagues, that poor quality water is closely linked to the rise in water contaminants. Placing additional strain on our health systems. This is a challenge that we must all collectively confront and address decisively as policymakers, as CSOs, as researchers, and everyone else who is interested in reducing the health burden of our country.
We now break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business rate, mitengo, zama oda, zamele karandira, ife, pa Company Radio, nizi.
50 kg chihuahua, 100 squacha. 50 kg kalembula, 100 squacha. 50 kg delele, 200. 50 kg rumanda, 130. 50 kg impwa, 250. 50 kg repu, 200. 50 kg Chinese, 100 kwacha. 50 kg ondwe, 150. 50 kg mupilu, 150. 50 kg dindingoma, 140. 50 kg mundambi, 140. 50 kg kandolo, 150. 50 kg nshava za fresh kadononga, 300. Chalimbana, 550. Bokosi ya tomato, 120. Onyoni ya red ponchu, 450. Onyoni ya white ponchu, 120. Nkuku zaloni, 150. Tray ya maegesi, 85 kwacha. Meda vidiza, 100 kwacha. Meda kapenta, 350. Meda binzi, 200. Meda vinkwala, 550. Meda impwa, 30 kwacha. Meda delele, 20 kwacha. Meda green beans, 50 kwacha. Meda pilipili, 140. Unji unji kalembula, 10 kwacha. Unji unji Chinese, 20 kwacha. Unji unji chihuahua, 10 kwacha. Unji unji repu, 30 kwacha. Unji unji lumanda, 10 kwacha. Unji unji ondwe, 10 kwacha. Unji unji kandolo, 10 kwacha. Unji unji vidungusa, 10 kwacha. Unji unji vivimbi, 30 kwacha. Unji unji malemoni, 5 kwacha. Unji unji kawawasha, 10 kwacha. Vitanji Chimozi 60 kwacha. Mponda Imozi